Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us from Richmond, Virginia, CBS's Jim Crisola, Honor Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, who attended the gun rally we've all heard so much about. Jim, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Larry.
Yeah, so there was high anxiety, and this got a lot more publicity around the country, even though the gun laws they're talking about are confined to Richmond and Virginia. But there were arrests made prior to this of white supremacists, but no violence yesterday.
That's exactly right. Tremendous police presence, as you can imagine. A lot of weapons. Almost everyone I saw had a weapon on them. A lot of assault-style rifles slung over people's chest, handguns attached to people's belts. A lot of the people had camouflage clothing on, many military-style helmets, even with night vision goggles. A lot of people had body cameras on, and most everyone had on their clothing bright orange stickers that read, "Guns Save Lives." But, again, very peaceful, people actually polite. Certainly a lot of difference and precautions taken, to prevent what happened in Charlottesville about an hour west of here. Back in 2017, one of the things I noticed, they used heavy machinery, dump trucks, front-end loaders, to block streets around the state capitol to prevent a similar occurrence that they had in Charlottesville, where a white supremacist young man in his early 20s rammed his car into counter-protesters, killing a woman. But again, a tremendous showing of weaponry yesterday, but as I say, intimidating. Sure. Threatening? I wouldn't say I felt threatened. Intimidated, yes, not necessarily threatened.
One of the attendees was quoted as saying, "This is like the Super Bowl for the Second Amendment." About 22,000 people, they estimate, were there. What was the issue for those who haven't been following what the protest was about in the first place?
Larry, why the focus, why the nation's gun debate is focused on Virginia? A simple fact that Democrats now control the Virginia legislature, first time in a generation, as a result of the November election. And they've already started talking about several gun control measures, one of them calling for universal background checks for gun purchases. Another would allow communities to restrict where guns are allowed. A third proposal being considered in the legislature would limit the purchase of a handgun to one a month. Now, there's a subsequent story here that I think is interesting, Larry. In December, gun sales in Virginia were up nearly 50% from December of 2018. And again, that's seen as a response to the Democrats taking over control of the legislature here.
It seems like this happens often, where you see gun sales spike after there's any question about any of the laws being changed. So people seem to race out to get the guns as if they wouldn't be able to get them in the future.
That's right. And one of the things I found interesting about the story about the increase in gun sales, I think, if I remember correctly, the figure like 75,000 weapons sold or purchased in Virginia during December, last December. And one of the things I found interesting in that is that many of the gun store owners say that they had, a lot of the buyers were first-time buyers, and then other people showing up to purchase weapons and accessories that they fear could be restricted by the Democratic legislature.
And some of those legislative members are saying, "Oh, we appreciate the rally, but it's not going to change our minds and what we're going to do." So where does it stand? What do you hear from this point forward?
Well, it'll be interesting to see, obviously, how this all plays out. There was a lot of criticism yesterday aimed at Democratic Governor Ralph Northam. A lot of these people, of course, were angered by the fact that when he declared a state of emergency ahead of yesterday, part of that was that no weapons were allowed in what they called the picturesque Capitol Square area, the area immediately around the state Capitol building itself. That was fenced in. They brought in the chain link fencing to put up, and people who went into the rally where the speakers spoke had to go through airport-like security. They had to go through the metal detectors, but no weapons were allowed in that immediate area, and that in and of itself angered a lot of these people who were on the exterior of that fencing with, again, a very heavily armed.
Was it coincidental that this rally was planned for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday?
It's actually been an annual event. This was the 12th year they've done this on MLK Day. And in previous years, obviously, there was nowhere close to the number of people they had yesterday or the amount of national media attention, local and national media attention, and really worldwide media attention. I saw media from around the world here yesterday at the event. So it's just something that has evolved over the past decade plus. And again, I'm sure they'll probably do it again next MLK Day here.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens next, but happy to hear no violence broke out in Richmond. Thank you, Jim.
Larry, always good to talk to you. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.